Catherine Veron, the state's emergency planning officer, says they've learnt lessons from the heavy snow and adapted their snow plan.
I think that sort of early preparedness when we get those severe weather alerts is something we've all taken on board. But having said that, obviously the real issue is about making sure we work effectively together as a multi-agency response, primarily through the emergency services, but making sure that colleagues from health, States Works, education, the ports and harbours are also involved in that response, so that it's a very much a multi-agency response, looking at ensuring we make sure that the highest priorities are met first and making best use of the limited resources we have in this island.
Deputy John Gollop says as we seem to be getting colder winters, the island needs to be cautious.
I would personally like to see the purchase of one or two second-hand snow ploughs, or at least multi-purpose vehicles that could be used as snowplows, but as other uses as well at other times of the year.
Brian says as a milkman, he's spent money on the to properly equip himself to be out in all conditions.
I've actually experienced all these snowfalls that we've had over the last 14 years. Whilst it's true to say that there are some people on the road, apart from the milkman, there actually isn't anybody there who can say they've been through all of it. So we do have a lot of experience and ability to offer in this situation.
Pessimists are fond of saying that a light dusting can make the island grind to a halt, but is that really true? Salt can't be used on the roads because of the many water catchment areas, so a special chemical is used. Malcolm Cleal from States Works says they have 100 tonnes of it in stock currently.
It can be very, very expensive because it's a chemical which is allowed to be used in water catchment areas, and it's quite a complicated process to produce it. So, as opposed to rock salt, which is very, very cheap. So we don't want to start throwing it around if it's not going to do the effect it's going to do. And of course, if it gets buried underneath fresh snowfalls, that's not going to happen. So we need to put it down before it starts, or really after it's happened.
And Inspector Terry Call from Guernsey Police say their plans include using social media as much as possible, as well as their more traditional systems.
It's really a balance of prioritising resources, getting the right resources into the right areas. We've always been doing this in that we call the right people into the police headquarters, and we can do the interview or get the organisation sorted out from here. But what we have now is that we have a dedicated room that it doubles up as the Silver Commander's office. But inside that room, that's where we get all the relevant key holders together, and basically we'll make the command decisions there and make sure we get the right resources into the right areas.